Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Orlando at the CCA Global Meeting, and I'm with Robert Varden, the owner of Advanced Flooring Technologies. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
I'm catching at the end of the day, and you've just been through four training sessions, so you might be out of gas, huh?
Almost. Yeah, it was four sessions, and we had good crowds in all of them. They were all interactive. They all, you know, had great input. So, no, it's great groups all day.
Isn't it amazing how you don't have a floor unless it's installed, and you're the king of talking about installation, and it's a topic they're all interested in.
It is. It seems like it has been for years, and it just continues to be. I think the industry as a whole, that was my fear as we kind of slowed down a little bit, as they were going to forget about that segment of the business. And my fear was that, you know, then they were going to age out for another year or two, and then when it does come back, we're really going to be hurting. But hopefully we're not going to see too much of that this year. We'll see.
One of the questions I was going to ask you, what do you think the state of readiness is for a slight uptick for the second half of next year as far as a trained installer base?
Well, I tell you, Kemp, I mean, we definitely, and I think every training entity, because, you know, I have great relationships with all the others, and I've seen all of them slow down. We slow down a little bit too. I think if we hadn't have some of the new programs we initiated with the detention centers and some college stuff and some other things we launched, you know, we've kind of kept our trainers busy. But overall, just, you know, retailers wanting training, it slowed down. And I hated to see that, because, and I knew why. I think they got so focused on the business and the slowdown of the business that they kind of forgot about the installer force. But, you know, they got to keep in mind, we still have a very aged labor force. I mean, these guys are still, they're probably pushing over 60 now, and we're going to lose them. And especially during a slow time, when you've got, say, an older installer, or sometimes even a brand new installer, but suddenly it's slow and they're not working, they're going to go do somewhere else, or the old guy might just retire. Because I saw this happen, you know, during COVID, during that first slowdown. We kind of lost them on the young, and we lost them in the old. And then when, of course, it took off, as you know, everybody knows, we were hurting. And then, of course, you know, that's why when it slowed down a little bit in 23, we saw a huge uptick in training. But then when the business slowed, I think they got a little nervous and stopped thinking about that install side. And that's the worst thing they could do, because we all know it's going to come back. And if they don't stay focused on working on that install side, meaning, you know, getting some young recruits in, getting them trained, we're going to be hurting worse than we were then.
We're here at CCA right now, but you're affiliated with different groups. You even actually do some standards work for the union. So, I mean, you stay busy with all these different organizations. As far as the backlog of installers on the union side, it's a little better picture.
It is. I mean, you know, they've got the money, they've got the clout they've got a much better recruiting program. Let's face it, I mean, you know, the FCEF has done a phenomenal job, and you know, I certainly commend Kay and those guys over there, and Jim, but, you know, we don't have that large recruiting mechanism like the unions have. We also don't have the package deal to offer a young kid coming into it. You know, you'll start here, here's where you will go, you know, as an apprentice and a first stage, and, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. So they've got such a laid out path. And believe it or not, I mean, one thing we saw in surveys we did years ago, Kemp, was that we asked kids, because, you know, honestly, when I started installing, I just cared about my paycheck on Friday. I didn't care about benefits. I mean, I'm Superman. I mean, that's just, but we're finding now young kids, they start talking about, does it come with health insurance? Does it come, you know, things we never thought about, but they are. And the union has all that. They've got great packages, great benefits, great retirement. So they do. They certainly got a kind of a head start on us, for sure.
But you could say, look at me. I mean, you could use you an example. You're non-union, and look how successful. I mean, you wear cufflinks now, and you're busy every day of the week, aren't you?
I do stay pretty busy. And Kim, I've been so blessed by this industry. I really have. And I've had opportunities, and I've taken them, and I certainly, you know, worked my way up. But yeah, I mean, for guys that have initiative, for guys that are, you know, kind of like when this last session we did, I said, there's a place, I think, for everybody. You know, you've got some installers that maybe they're not good businessmen, maybe they're not good with people, so they're just good installers. To me, that's a perfect fit for an employee somewhere, you know, for a retailer, whatever. But when you've got that unique individual that's a good businessman, he's great with people, he can manage people, because, you know, if you're gonna make money, just like in any business, you have people that work for you that make you money. So as an installer, how you make money is you manage other installers working for you, producing for you, and you're making money off of them. That's just business. So yeah, the guys that know how to run business, know how to work with people, that's the guy that becomes a subcontractor that does really well. And that's kind of what I was able to do in my career.
Real quick, don't go long on this, but tell us, I mean, you started in this business working with MSA on the West Coast, and then you came in under Jim Walker and took over CFI when he retired. What are some of the other steps that you've taken along the way?
Gosh, keeping it short, I mean, my company AFT, I founded that when I went out to California in 88. And it was founded on four pillars, which were installation, education, training, and research. So we did some R&D stuff for some of the tool manufacturers, you know, that we use their tools in the field and evaluate. And then when I went off, and we, in-house training was always big to me. So we had a, you know, we had a training center inside my labor shop there in California. And so as it's evolved, you know, I kind of did those other things in CFI. So if you look at AFT in the beginning in 88 and all those years, it was 99% installation. Now it's evolved to where it's 99% installation training and education. We don't do much as far as install anymore.
Well, you have some big news I want to make sure and tell our listeners. You're actually engaged now, right?
I am. Thank you, Kemp. Yep.
Tell us a bit more about that.
You know, she's an amazing woman, and you know, I kind of got the great deal. She's kind of a package deal. I got her and this two amazing little girls. They're 6 and 9, and they are literally just the, yeah, they're the heart of my eye. I mean, they are just amazing. So I got a package deal. I got three, and she only got one. So
they live in Belize, right?
They do. You know, they're, in fact, they'll be out here next week. I'm going to take them up to Vegas with me. So they'll be in Vegas with me. Of course, they can't go into the show, but, you know, they'll play around and we'll go. And then we're going to do a little bit of sightseeing after Tice and, you know, kind of take our way because we're going to drive. But, no, it's kind of nice.
Congratulations on that.
All right. Thank you, Kemp. I appreciate it very much.
Again, been talking to Robert Varden, the owner of Advanced Flooring Technologies here at the CCA Global Meeting. And you've been listening to Kemp Hart and FloorDaily.net.